My scripture is coming from Hebrews 11, 11 and 1. Amen. And the word says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's as far as I'm going. So you can have your seats. When Minister Day asked me to do this, you know, I always tell her yes. I don't have the heart to tell her no. But then she say, Pastor say, can you? And I'm like, I believe I better say yes. So here I am. The Bible says that faith gives substance to the things you hope for. In other words, faith brings those things into your life. Notice the verse starts by saying, now faith. It's not later. Remembrance of the things that I said. He said, I know my word, but I want to know, do you know it? What do you know my word? What does it say? It says that he's a healer. It said that he's a heart fixer. It said that he's a mind regulator. He's a very God. That's the God that we serve. Amen. And we got to have the faith that can conquer anything. Faith that can conquer anything. No matter what it is, God's faith can move it. Amen. And I don't know about you all, but you know what? 2019 is gone. We're in 2020. And there are some things that we have to conquer over on this side. Every day is not going to be easy. But one thing about it, we can have peace in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of whatever is going on in these United States of America. God has the last say so. Donald Trump does not have it. You know, he might be president of the United States, but we serve a God of God, King of Kings. That's who we serve, you know. He might try to run the country, but God is in control. So whatever God says, that's it. That's it. Amen. I have this, these lyrics to this song, and it's by Vanessa Bell Armstrong. It says, I have the faith that sees the invincible. Expect the incredible. Receive the impossible, faith that can conquer anything, faith that uproots all my problems, faith to know God can solve them, faith to vision my freedom. I have the faith to conquer all. Faith to move the unmovable, faith to reach the unreachable, faith to battle, hallelujah. I have the faith that will conquer anything, hallelujah. Because God said it, I believe it. I have faith to know that God can solve it. No matter with this stuff that's going on with my stomach, and the doctor said I have a lot of joint pains, and he's saying that's arthritis. But you know what? God is a healer. I have the faith to believe that God's going to do it in his time. See, that's what it is. Time, God's timing. We want God to do it right now. He say, no, not right now, because you're not ready. Just hold fast. Hold on to that faith that can conquer anything. Faith. Hallelujah. It takes faith when somebody give you a real grim diagnosis. It takes faith when you lose your job. Hallelujah. It takes faith to know that you don't have decent transportation to get from point A to point B. But you get in the car every day and you go. It takes faith. Hallelujah. It takes faith to see those things through the spirit realm, not in the natural. It takes faith. Hallelujah. And that's why we need to learn about what moves God, and that's his faith. He said, I gave you a measure of faith. He gave everybody a measure of faith. Amen. A measure. He said, I'm not saying you got to have this big old. He said, just a little bit. Just a little bit. But with that little bit, it's powerful. You can speak to demons and they will tremble. Faith. Hallelujah. And with my sister, Regina, at the women's meeting one time, I was talking about her, and the ladies told me, they said, just leave her alone. I leave her alone. I don't bother her. I pray for her, and I keep moving. Because at God's appointed time, she may not come back to Rhema, but she's going somewhere. I trust God. She's going somewhere. Because you know what? In the very end, we got to know where we're going to spend eternity. We're not here to stay. And you got to have a resting place. So I believe that God is going to save my siblings that's not saved. I have that faith to believe that none should perish. So we have to have the faith that will conquer anything. That faith that can move mountains, barriers, amen, in our lives, interruptions in our lives. You know, this morning when I got up, I said, I'm going to church. And then I started having some issues. I said, but I'm going to church. I'm going to take them right to church. I'm going to take my issues right to church this morning. Because that's what you have to make up your mind and do. You have to press. You have to get in a press. You know, because, you know, you can't always stay at home because of this, that, or the other. Get in a press and have faith and believe, okay, like with my mom, okay, she'll be all right. She'll be all right. By faith, my sister come home and see about her. So you all pray for me. I can remember when I first got my divorce, and I was wondering, I'm like, how am I going to pay these bills? Because maybe some of you all don't, and maybe some of you all do, know that I'm a baker. I bake. So the Lord told me, he said, you sit down and you write everything that you know how to bake. What? I did that. I gave it to different people. Do you all know that first year I made 27 Christmas sheet cakes? And I was living in an apartment then. Sheet cakes was everywhere. I had like a contract with this one transportation company. I did lunch for them twice a month. I baked pastries for them twice a month. So that supplemented my income. And if we take God at his word, he'll never fail. I did it by faith. I mean, I had people ask me, do you know how to? Can you? You know, but God did it. He did it. When the word of God says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread, I can attest to that. I was not put out of my apartment. I still had a car to drive, and I was still working at my other job. So God kept a roof over my head. Amen. Because I had faith to know, okay, God, you did it once, you'll do it again. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it appeared to be, you still God. And you still said that you'll take care of me. So I trust you. And when everything else fails and everybody walk away, there's still God. He's your bestest friend. You can call on him when you can't call on your mother. You can call on him when you can't text your so-called best friend. So you can get an answer from God 24/7, 365. So we have to have faith in God. Now faith is. Right now, faith, not tomorrow, but right now. Right now, act in the right now, in the today, and know that whatever you have need of, God will always supply it. Amen.
Doors of the church is now open. We're extending an invitation to Christ. We want to thank Minister Vivian for those words. Keep her lifted up in her family. Amen. The doors of the church is now open. I see that everyone here is a member. Let us all stand. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Let the church say,